Cold Days in Offset by Doris Rogers, read by Kevin Wilde. Seeing our joint dialect group, I've thought many a time to write something in dialect that might be in rhyme. To the neat, I was sat in chair by me sen, just nodding and dozing, when suddenly then me thoughts drifted back to tolden days, and how they'd changed in lots of ways. And a lot hasn't altered, nor for the best, for at least we all had our minds at rest. Our children dare lake out in local park, and top folks weren't flayed of being mugged in dark, and streets were free for them all to roam. Their pleasures were simple, and not far from warm. There were parties with buns and jellies and jam, and if they were lucky, a bit of boiled ham. It weren't a continual round of pleasure, with discos, tellies and videos for good measure. With simple things they were all as content. They hadn't much brass, and pennies were so unspent. A treat once a week were a visit at the pictures, and they sat there entranced as if they were fixtures. It were nob at tuppence in the first four rows, but seats weren't very comfortable for long than those. I got a cricket's neck through watching the big screen, so t' lads tried to sneak back, without being seen. Nat Tushers didn't think this were right funny, but t' lads were aware that it cost more money. They knew it cost sixpence to sit back up there, and that were more brass than they could spare. They shouted and cheered and enjoyed themselves right, but it all came to an end when they turned out at eight. To offer a visit to P-Oil across town, to get a supper of brown peas and tripe bits down. Then on the road home to complete their pleasure, a penny for tips with bits on for good measure.